No, we have a special guest tonight, amen. And we do need reminding, don't we? It's good for us every once in a while to go back in our mind's eye and remember where the Lord reached way down and got us from, amen. And set us upon a solid rock in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And we are kind of kicking off our missions month even tonight. A few weeks ago, I spoke to one of our graduates on the phone, and he was going to be in town and wanted to be able to just stop by and give us a little bit of a report. But as Pastor used to say, it's good to clip the coupons, amen, of your investments along the way, as not only as someone who was able to teach him in college and be around there with him, but also someone that that's been here, and again, as a church member, seeing these young men come, and you've invested in them on the bus routes, you've invested in them going out soul winning, just different ways the church has invested in our college students. And so tonight, I don't know, did you get the video working, my brother? I hope so. You come on. Brother Robinson's going to come. He's going to give us an update on the ministry in Haiti, and then he is going to preach to us.
Hello, good evening. My name is Robinson Grisso. Some of you may not know me here. I'm trying my best, and especially to honor Dr. Carter with my language. You know, sometimes he having a hard time to hear me, okay? Thank you so much, but a Pastor Parson. I used to say Brother Parson. Now he's a pastor or Dr. Parson. Thank you so much, Dr. Carter, and all those people who invest in my life. I'm so grateful for that. And I think about Dr. Bradley, Dr. Pitts, and Dr. Carter, Brother Parson, and all of you here, all those church members. And, you know, people used to say, Landmark Baptist College is cheap college. I said, no, it's not cheap, because church members are just paying their money just to invest, you know, and for the student to be able to, you know, to get a degree to do something for the Lord Jesus Christ. That is cheap college. So thank you for all of you here. Not only just you invest on me, you continue by supporting me. I'm a missionary to Haiti. Some of you, you know, in the news, what's going on there right now, it's in chaos. And I just recently sent my prayer letters, and hopefully you might get my prayer letters and just read it as well. I was born and raised over there as a kid. You know, I got saved because of people like you here who pray, give, and also who support missionary. And if it wasn't for mission, maybe I don't know exactly where would I be today. But I thank God for missionary. I thank God for those who invest and pray and also go as a missionary. And thank you so much for that. So I've been there right now for a year as a missionary, and I finished raising my support 2020. And I was there in July 2016. It's been a year right now. And I am working with another missionary. He's been there like for almost like 2 years right now. So we started like two churches. We have a Bible Institute training national pastor right now. One of those church we are started is that we are going to have a national pastor take over that church right now. So it's good. No, our goal is to not only to win soul for Christ, and also is to train them as a, you know, those who have a call in their life, and also to send them as well to start other churches. This is our goal as a missionary. So praise God, we have two churches started over there in Haiti, and it's very wonderful. You know, there's so many bad news, as you know, kidnapping, gangs violence, and we have all kind of political problem. You know, some of you here in America, we are complaining about what's going on here, you know, and what takes place in this country. Can I say this to you? I know it's bad, I know it's worse, but you are to be grateful you're not living in Haiti. Because it was, you know, and some people complain, gas price is like, you know, 317. I just recently said over there, they're complaining about gas price. I know that's true, you are to be, but it's been like almost 2 months we don't have any gas, you know, and over there in Haiti, we don't have gas fuel. And our car park in the parking lot, and just we can't do anything. So that means there's so much we are to be thankful for here in this country. Thankful for so many things. So again, thank you so much. And I don't know exactly if those guys are you guys ready for the video?
We need like 5 more minutes,
okay? So they're still working on it. So yes, and we have so many things going on, and just problem, and just recently they are kidnapping 17 missionaries over there. They are asking like $1 million each. That's been $17 million they are asking for. So it's worse and worse and worse over there. Please, we'd like to ask you to pray for us as we are continue spread the gospel out to those people. And pray for us, pray for the safety. Even that place that's called Port-au-Prince, and we are kind of afraid to go there because it's too scary, you know. We never know. Anybody can get kidnapped over there. Please pray for us. And pray for the safety. Pray for that, you know, God provide gas fuel. We can use it for the purpose of the ministry. And again, thank you so much for that and for everything you have done for us. And while those guys are, what can I do, preacher? Just continue? Or I don't know. For the video.
Wait on them. Why don't you tell them about how's the country since you had the storms as well, right?
Okay, yes. I just forgot to mention this. We had let's go back exactly from July. In July, they killed our president in Haiti, as you know that, and knows, and it was a scary time, and when I received that news over there. And also in August, 1 month later, August 14, there's a huge earthquake that took place over there in Haiti, and that caused over 1 million people died on that earthquake. It's in South Pass. It took place on a Saturday morning. I was in the house fixing breakfast at around like 9 o'clock because I was trying to get ready for Donald King soul winning, and I was making something breakfast and I feel like the house was shaking, and I'm like, what's going on over there? And I see the fridge and the stove, everything, and suddenly I realize it is an earthquake. I just make my way as quickly as possible outside when I see the house, like, all those things are shaking over there. And I'm trying to make a phone call, you know, to call somebody, and I realize, you know, people died, and just 300 and 500 until over 1,000 people dead over there in Haiti. It's so many things and so many problems we are having over there. But we still have some good news. Praise the Lord for that. We are there, and we are preaching the gospel, and people got saved, and people got baptized. And last time, I was witnessing to a Jehovah Witnesses lady, and she was really love her Jehovah Witnesses religion. And we, one time, and she wouldn't, you know, kind of like, you know, back away. And every time I come, I just throw some scripture on her, and she come to church, and she realized that she was wrong. She got saved. And also, she followed the Lord in being baptized, and she is faithful member. She come on Sunday night, and Wednesday, and she loved the Lord. And so we have so many great things take place over there in Haiti. So maybe you might be scared. You feel free to visit us, maybe some of your students. You can make a mission trip and, you know, and visit us. We will take care of you. Maybe some of you are laughing. So, well, I'm not going there. Somebody said that. But anyhow, so it's a place you can visit and, you know, to see exactly what God has for you to do as a student or as a Christian, you know, where God wants you to serve. And sometimes, here's what happened. We are trying to serve in the comfort zone. We are not willing to leave our comfort zone. We are too comfort, like nice AC, a nice car, nice world, you know, McDonald's, pizza. So I don't want to leave this country. This is who we are. Sometimes, you know, we are to leave, you know, just to die ourselves, you know, to live in all those places that need the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, thank you so much for all those things you've done in our life. So, and I don't know if you have any question, you can ask me later. I have a prayer card, and I don't know when you have missionary here how much they sell you their prayer card. But I want to say this to you. Mine is free, okay? So you can get one free. And it's not buy one, get one free. And also, I'd like to encourage you, please. You can follow me on Facebook. Some of you may not like me here. That's okay. But here's one thing. Go ahead on Facebook and like me on Facebook, okay? So just press like my page on Facebook, okay? So, and I sometimes post so many things on Facebook. You know, when somebody got saved or baptized, I put them on Facebook. You can see it as well for yourself, okay? And also, stop and get one of my prayer cards, please. It's free. Anything else, Pastor?
These guys need to hurry up.
Okay, so I don't know if they.
I don't think we can do the video.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Just preach to them.
All right, I apologize for that. So, again, it's an honor. So, I would never dream As a student, I would preach, you know, in a pulpit like Dr. Carter's and so many great men of God. It's an honor and it's a privilege. I don't take it lightly. I'm trying to be a blessing to you this evening. So I don't have any lapel mic. Sometimes I move around a lot. I don't know exactly. If you have your Bible, please, in Luke chapter 1, and we are going to read probably four verses together. Can anybody hear me well, or should I just go a little bit slow for you? Yeah? Anyone hear me well or going slow? Because I know I'm in South right now, and part in South, you know, people here, I've been told, like, a lot of redneck people here. I'm not in up north, okay? So I have to speak really slow, and people can hear me. I was in New Hampshire last week, and you know, and I speak fast, and people can keep up with me. So I'm trying to be really slow, because the Bible said that to slow to speak. Okay, that's a biblical principle right here: slow to speak. Okay, Luke chapter 1. If you have your Bible, please, and Luke chapter 1. We are going to read probably four verses together, and I'm trying to be a blessing. And also be mindful with the time this evening here. Would you please stand if you are physically able as we are going to read these verses together here in Luke chapter 1. The Bible said here, for as much as many have taken and had to set an order of a declaration of those things which are most surely beloved among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of this word. Verse 3, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding and of all those things from the very first, to write unto thee and order the most excellent Theophilus. Verse number 4, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things therein thou hast instructed. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your word, and we ask you to put your blessing upon it and prepare our heart and help me to speak slow and clear. And Lord, and you know, I'm not asking you to give me a wonderful message. I just want to be a blessing. Would you please use me as a vessel? And would you please take this message here and apply it in the heart of your people here? And I believe if you do so, Lord, there will be a desire response, and it will lead them to a place of decision. Father, we love you, and thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And you may be seated here. You know, here this evening here, you see this book of Luke, and Luke was not, and some people think Luke was one of those apostles. No, he was not. He was a simple believer. He was a man. He loved the Lord. He was trying to do right things, trying to serve God. And he was a doctor or a physician, if you will. But the Gospel of Luke, as you know here, he was writing this book to his personal friend, Theophilus. That may mean the love of God. Now, we don't know exactly a lot about this man by the name of Theophilus. The Bible does not exactly give us a lot of details, but this evening there's something we can learn. It's amazing to me how Luke was writing this book for this friend. I don't know exactly. Luke may have won him to Christ and witnessed to him. He might getting saved by under a ministry of Luke. We don't know. But only one thing we know: Luke was writing this book to him, Theophilus. He was a man, maybe just in higher power, because the Bible said he was most excellent. Like if you read Felix in the Bible, excellent. Now he was a man of somehow working for the government. I don't know. Luke was written for him. And not only the Gospels of Luke, if you read in Acts as well. In Acts chapter 1, verse number 1 said, the former treatise I have made. Now he said here, the former treatise, which is with the old manuscript I have made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus begun both and do and teach. Now, look at Luke, not only written for him, but also another volume, which is the Gospel of the book of Acts, addressing to the same guy. Now, you said, why exactly Luke was so interested about this man. Why this man want another volume? Maybe he got saved. Maybe he wants to grow. He wants to learn more. Okay, Luke said, okay, I give you the book of Luke. Now, this is another volume because the story about Jesus Christ is not finished yet. Luke remind us, if you stay with me, please, and what Jesus Christ has done on earth. He was a savior. He healed people. He fed the 5,000. And so many great things he's done. Luke said, okay, this story is not finished yet. I want to give you another volume. The book of Acts just remind us not only now you are a Christian, you want to learn more. So I want to give you this, the second volume, just to you can learn more about the Lord, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that amazing as a Christian when you have a desire to learn more? You know, the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation was waiting for you, a desire to learn about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the question is, who is Theophilus? We don't know. But tonight, since we don't know exactly a lot of details about this man, we are going to learn something. We are going to learn a few things. And as a Christian, we can apply in our own life. So this man here, since we don't know, but he's one thing we can learn about this man is number one. He was a Christian growing. He wants to grow. Luke was waiting for him. He said, okay, that's not enough. Is there anything I can learn more? Luke said, okay, here's the book of Acts. Now, a desire to learn, to grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, as a believer, we are to learn that salvation is just the beginning of the Christian life. Now, you see, so many times, you know, a lot of people, we are saved, we trusted Christ, we stay only salvation. We don't want to learn more. That's what happened if you read the book of Hebrews. Those people, they got saved. They trusted Christ, but they want to go back to the old things, old sacrifice. And Paul said, no, you don't have to go back to those things. Again, just like a lot of Christians, when you are saved, you're not saved to go back to your old sins. Right. A desire to grow. A Christian growing. When I am saved, God wants me to grow, to learn more, to spend time more in the Bible, study prayer life. A Christian growing. Amen. You know, I don't know how long you've been saved this evening. Maybe 5 years, 2 years, or I don't know, maybe 50 years or 200 years. When you got saved 200 years? No. Now listen. It doesn't matter how long you've been saved as a believer. Now, the thing is, once you got saved, God wants us to grow. The Bible said, if you turn with me here in Hebrews chapter 6, verse number, I think verse number 9. Here's what the Bible said here in Hebrews 6, verse number 9. Paul is talking to, I believe it was Paul. Somebody said it, just someone else. And I believe it was Paul here. In Hebrews chapter 9, 6, verse number 9. Trying to find it here. God said here, which was a figure of the time. No, I'm in the wrong place here. Verse number 9. 6, verse number 9. Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 9. Okay. But beloved, we are persuaded better things for you. And things that accompany salvation through we thus speak. After you get saved, there's so many things, you know, that follow salvation. Your prayer life, your Bible reading, your faithfulness in church, Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday night. All those things that can help you to grow. Who is Theophilus? We don't know. But we can learn from this life. He was a Christian growing. And as a believer, we are to be a Christian growing when you get saved. And when you grow, it's help your pastor. And so many times, you know, we are just act as a baby in Christ. And we do baby things. That's one of the greatest problems Paul had with the church of Corinth. They are baby in Christ. They never learn to grow. But as a believer, just like this man, he was a Christian growing. Us too. We are to be a Christian growing. Number two, not only we learn about this man, I want to go quickly here this evening. He was a Christian growing. Number two, who is this guy? Theophilus. We don't know. But only one thing we know, he was a Christian growing. Number two, not only was a Christian growing, but he was a Christian glowing. Your glowing means to shine. He has a great testimony. Now, as a believer, not only I want to grow, I need to grow, but also I need to glow. Glow means to shine. The Bible said here in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 14, ye are the light of the world. A city that he set on the hill cannot be hid. Verse 15, neither do men light in a candle and put it under the bushel, but on the candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Verse number 16, let your light so shine, that you glow your light, all right? That they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's your light. That's your glowing as a Christian. My question for you this evening, do you shine your light in your place, your work, in your neighbor? What kind of testimony you have for your children, as a father, your grandchildren? Now, as a believer, you know, God not only wants me to grow, but also he wants me to glow. Now, so many of us, we have a bad testimony that hinder the gospel of Christ. You know, if we have a testimony, life, messy life, you know, people won't listen to us. Amen. But we are to glow. We are to have a testimony. You know, oftentimes, you know, when I was working in bus ministry with a person, we used to sing that song for those kids. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. We are excited to sing it for those kids. Now, one thing we need to realize, it's not a bus kid's song. It's our song. Light that in my, the light of Jesus Christ, the testimony of Christ, I need to glow. I need to shine it. Amen. There's one man that by the name of Gypsy Smith. He said this statement here. He said there are five gospel. Of course, we know as a believer there are four gospel account. Matthew, Mark, Luke. What is the rest? John. Okay, 10 points. Okay, I will give you. All right. Now, John, five. There are five gospel. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. He said most people. Listen, he said most people will never read the first four. You know the fifth gospel, what is it? You. Your testimony. How you live your life and among your co-workers, among your friend, your family, and your house, your neighbor. That's your testimony. That's been a Christian glowing. And as a believer, not only we need to grow as a believer, we need to glow. Amen. Who is Theophilus? We don't know. But we know those things on his life. He was a Christian growing. Number two, he was a Christian glowing. He's the number three, quickly. He was a Christian growing. Now, he knew about Christ, and Luke was written for him, and he just read the account of the gospel. I believe he read, and the Bible said, and go ye into the world and spread the gospel into all nations. He learned that as a believer in Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. It says that here, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all the Judea and the Samaria. Now listen, he was a Christian going. He was willing to go, not only to grow, and also he was willing to go to spread the gospel, and all those people are on him. My question for you as a believer, are you a Christian going? Do you go to share the gospel? Do you pass out gospel tract? And do you tell all this about Jesus Christ? Christian, go in. You know, as a missionary, I would say young missionary, What I found out, so many churches right now in America, and I would say here, I'm not trying to be critical here this evening, and they are very faithful members. They give, and they are, I mean, I would say this, and not because you are here or I'm in front of you. I believe American people are the very generous people on earth, believe me. Generous, everything they give, and if you do some fundraising in Facebook, or they will be willing to give in everything. Now listen, and I've been to so many churches in America and preach or present my work to them, and you see, they are willing to give. Now listen carefully to what I'm trying to say. You know, the Bible said about you are to go and give stuff like that. Now listen. As a missionary, I'm not allowing someone to pay me or to support me to do their work for them. Now, I'm glad and they support me. They take me on as a missionary. They take me on for support. Now, listen, I believe you are to support missionary. Now, listen, you're not going to support missionary if you give, I don't know, whatever, $25 or $20 a month or a week. And you said, okay, now, and I give my part, I'm not going to preach the gospel because I already give. No. This is not how it works. Yeah. You're not paying me to do your going for you. No, sir. No, ma'am. Listen, you know what the Bible said in the book of Acts? Let me just read it for you here quickly. As my time is going like fast, the Bible said here, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, that your area, as Hen City is your Jerusalem, Davenport and all those places, and Kissimmee or Poinciana, that's your Jerusalem. Yes. He said here, and all Judea, maybe you'd say maybe next door, somewhere on Homestead or Miami, he said, in Samaria, maybe in Jacksonville. Now is the last part of this verse. And unto the most part of the earth, that's Haiti. Amen. Now listen, that's mean. You cannot go to Haiti, but you're going to send someone. But while you are doing your job here in NCD, or Poinciana, or Davenport, now, your job, now listen, you are a Christian going here in your area while you are supporting missionary to go to the uttermost part of this earth. That's your job. But you're not going to support missionary and just stop in your house and not doing door knocking or pass out gospel tract. Now, listen, that's not the way it works. As a believer, you are to be a Christian growing, glowing, and going. Here's the last one. I'll be done quickly. Theophilus was a Christian giving as well. He gave. I believe he supported the ministry of Luke and he supported the work of Christ, and he do what he can. He was a great man. Now, just remind, he gave his life. You see, if you read the life of Paul, you see, the last day of Paul, you know, Luke was with Paul, you know, until his death, you know. He was a physician. He was always checking up how is Paul doing, his blood pressure, because Paul was not on a good health. But he gave his life. He gave his life, his time, to support the great men of God. And as a believer, we are to be a Christian giving.
Amen.
You said, well, what can I give? So many times when we think about Christian giving, we think only it's money.
Yeah.
Now, money is one part of it.
Right. Yeah.
Now, my question for you, are you a Christian giving? You said, what can I give? I think there's so many things you can give. The first thing, you have to give yourself for God. You see how Paul was talking to the church of Corinth, you know, about the church of Macedonia, how the first thing they give is themselves.
Yeah,
Christian giving. There are three areas of giving as a believer here this morning, and I believe, and there's so many. So all of us here can give something for God. I don't know what you have. I don't know exactly who you are, but all of you this evening, you can give something for God. You know, what can I give? I would say, number one, you can give your time. Give some time on prayer. Give some hours on doing door knocking and helping others or visiting hospital. And everybody can give. The Bible said here, you give your time. The Bible said, redeeming the time because the day are evil.
Yes.
We are living in the evil day.
That's right.
I said, redeeming the time. What does that mean? What? How much time I got left? It's 8. You know, in my wallet, I have a credit card. And also, I'm not trying to promote, you guys don't get a credit card, okay? So, and also I have a debit card. If you read that verse in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 16, it said, redeeming the time. What does that mean? You know, this credit card tells me, every time I swipe it, buying gas or whatever it might be, you know, shopping, stuff like that, I get like something that's called redeeming, like a dollar, I don't know, a cent, you know, just build up. Now, I've been using it for, well, I don't know how many years, maybe 4 years, I don't know. And, of course, they give me some reward. Now, I have like $400 reward and I never spend it. Every time I use it, buying a plane ticket or gas and everything, you know, so when I'm traveling, I always make sure to use it. But this one here is my debit card. I pay money. I get money from this and to pay my bill like every time, you know, not every month, you know. I don't pay like 25%. No, I just pay all, you know. That's what I use it for. But this one, I don't use it to buy everything because I don't get that something that's called redeeming reward. I use this instead. Now, when I read this verse here in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 16, it said, redeeming the time. What does that mean? That means you use every bit of opportunity to do something for God. Redeeming it. If you spend your time in church now, thank God you're not watching Fox News or Newsmax or CNN. I hope not. Now listen, you're in church. Do you know what you're doing right now? You are redeeming your time. When you come here on Saturday and you have like bus visitation instead of sleeping in your room and being lazy, now you come here. I know you have to come anyway. When I was here, I have to come. You know what you do? You are redeeming your time. When you spend your time on prayer and whatever, maybe you just spend 20 minutes on prayer. When you are redeeming your time. And all those time you're just saving and use it for God. And that's when, you know, God just said, well done, my child. You're doing something wonderful. And you're going to get some blessing as a believer.
Amen.
Now listen, what can I give? You can give your time. Where do you spend your time as a Christian? Maybe with some friend. There's an average American people spending their time 8 hours a day on prayer, TV. Especially elderly people. I'm not trying to offend you here. I heard that, I said it too. Okay? Maybe if you're young people, on Facebook or social media, stuff like that. Now, as a believer, my question, where do you use your time? Where do I use my time? Redeeming the time. Did they are evil? You spend your time to give someone a gospel tract, gas station? Redeeming your time. What can I give? Theophilus was a Christian giving. So you too. What can you give? You don't have money? Give your time. And number two, not only your time you can give, maybe you can give something else. You can give your talent. What can you do? You play piano? Use it for God. You sing. Sing in the choir. And I'm so glad when see young people or a church member just spend their time doing some practice singing for God. That's when, you are using what you have.
Amen.
To do something for God.
Amen.
What can you give? Number one, your time. Under Christian giving, your time, your talent is the last one. What can you give? Your treasure. What do you have? I cannot go solely because I am sick. But you can do something. Your treasure. Do you use your car? Whatever it may be for the purpose of ministry. Your money for ministry. Now, what do you have? Your treasure. You give your time, your talent, and your treasure. Now, as a believer, are you a Christian giving? Now, that's a question for you. Now, this man here, by the name of Theophilus, we don't know exactly a lot about this guy. But things we can learn, he was a Christian growing, I should say. He wants to grow. He learned. That's why Luke was written for him. And number two, he said, okay, now, and I want to grow, and I'm a Christian glowing. I want to share my testimony. And number three, he said, I want to grow as a Christian growing. Lastly, a Christian giving. His time, his talent, his treasure. Now, so do you this morning. Me too, as a believer. We need to do the same thing as a Christian. We need to go, and give for the Lord Jesus Christ. And when Christ is coming, you will stand before him. He will say, well done, my child. I don't know about you. This is what I'm waiting for when I stand before Christ one day. Well done, my child. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this evening. And I trust that this message be a blessing for your people. Help us, and Lord, to serve, to do something for you. Help us to be like Theophilus, Lord. Christian growing, Christian glowing, Christian growing, Christian giving. Lord, we love you. Maybe if God speak to your heart right now, maybe you may come. I will pass with it to Brother Pastor.
Message for us tonight. Let's stand to our feet. Brother Bert's going to lead us in a song. If God spoke to your heart tonight, maybe you need to grow, glow. One of those things that were mentioned tonight, go or give. Why don't you step out and come and speak to the Lord about it?
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
That was good for us tonight, wasn't it?
Amen.
Amen. It was good preaching. I know where he was trained, but he still did a good job anyway. Amen? Praise the Lord. How many of you got two more minutes to watch his video? Amen. Let's go ahead and be seated. Let's run it down, guys. I hope that's what they were waving. They started waving furiously at me on the platform, and so I hope that's what they had done.
Hello, church family. This is Robinson Grisso, your missionary to Haiti. And I just want to give you a quick update concerning our ministry here in Haiti. And as you know, last July, the Haitian president was assassinated by a group of gang members. It was very sad day in Haiti concerning this, you know, assassination. And also, we had a big earthquake that took place here in August 14 here. And so many lives were dead. Over 1,000 people died, I would say maybe died without Christ. And we have so many issues that are going on here in Haiti, and political problem and security and stuff like that. So we want to encourage you to pray for us, please, and pray for the safety, and pray for power. And we have had people get baptized and also grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. And also we encourage you to pray for us, pray for more souls can be saved. And also the labor are few, but the harvest is really plenteous. We need more labor. So we need young men and women just that are surrender for mission field. And also thank you so much again for all your support you do, and also your prayer. And God bless you. Thank you so much.
Let's stand together. We're going to close out in prayer tonight. Let me encourage you to pray for Robinson. He's doing a great job there. And he is one of the men that we never hesitated to support that graduated our college, because he was a soul winner while he was here. And I just thank God for him, and I pray for him daily, and I pray that you will begin to pray for him as well. It's a tough job there. A lot of places, we think we've got it pretty bad here in this country. But when we start to think about some of the places, and God, some of you young people that are in our church, you pray. It's not a pretty place, but if it's God's place for you, then it's just what you ought to be involved in. Amen. Let's pray together before we go. Dear God, we do thank you for your many blessings. God, we thank you for Robinson bringing the message tonight, just what we needed. I pray now as we go from this place, you'd give us safety. God, as we look towards our missions conference, God, I pray that you would just stir our hearts with the revival fires to serve you, to give, to go, to glow, all that you want us to do. In Jesus' name, amen.